issued mobile phones made cyber sex trafficking a big business in the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia.
From Japan?
Well, gaming giant Sega would win virtual gold in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
From India?
Why did the Indian government shut down the internet in Kashmir? When will mobile phone and social media services be restored?
All this and more coming up on OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio, streaming live in the State University of New York College of Old Westbury.
Oliver Foley is covering media news from France for us. This week, he's a report about the government's plan to stop students in primary and secondary schools from bringing smart devices to class. Is there any opposition? What do the kids think about this? And what is the problem that led to this ban?
This problem has come about due to technology playing such a big role in our lives. Each year, we rely more and more on technology. In schools, students are on their phones looking at social media and other distracting content instead of focusing on class. This can lead to lower grades because students aren't paying attention.
What did France ban?
France banned smartphones, tablets, and smartwatches in all primary and secondary schools. Agence France Press reports kids cannot use their devices on school grounds, during school trips, or during school sport events. The law took effect in September 2018.
How common are smartphones among students?
Smartphones are very common. According to the New York Times, 86% of French children ages 12 to 17 have smartphones. Almost two-thirds of this age group have accounts on social media platforms such as Instagram and Snapchat.
Why are critics concerned with the law?
Critics are concerned with the enforcement of the law. The Guardian reports the law doesn't outline a specific method of enforcement. Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer suggested students put their phones in their locker in the morning before class. This works for some schools, but other schools don't have lockers and wouldn't be able to install them. Another issue is the legality of confiscating phones. Rights groups say schools don't have the legal right to confiscate phones. For Global Media News, I'm Paul Poli. Back to you with the show.
Thanks, Paul. Let's cross the channel to the United Kingdom to talk about advertising and sexism. The British government's advertising standards authority has been banning commercials with sexist stereotypes. Jalen, can you explain the advertising standards authority to us? What does the ASA do?
Well, according to ASA.org and .uk, the ASA stands for the Advertising Standards Authority. The ASA is the UK's independent regulator of advertising across all media. So what that entails is that they go over any advertisements and apply the Committees of Advertising Practice, also known as CAP regulations. So they will take these complaints of the people and act upon it. So these UK civilians have the chance to reach out to the ASA with their complaints and their opinions on how they feel about these commercialized advertisements. And the ASA will take action upon these advertisements if they are breaking any regulations by CAP. So the ASA also covers radio, TV ads, poster, billboards, brochure ads, all of the media aspects in the UK.
Why did the ASA decide to ban these gender stereotypes?
So, for those who don't know, the ASA started a movement for advertisements. According to ASA.org in the UK, advertisements must not include gender stereotypes that are likely to cause harm or serious or widespread offense. So, the reason the ASA is banning these gender stereotypes is because they believe harmful stereotypes can restrict the choices, aspirations, and opportunities of children and adults. This plays part in unequal gender outcomes, which the ASA wants to put an end to. So they kind of want to give everybody, all the civilians, an equal chance to prosper and become successful in their lives. And they believe that gender stereotypes kind of create this false idea of these different genders, and they kind of want to diminish and put an end to these unequal gender outcomes.
What are some examples of gender stereotypes?
So, according to The Guardian, two television ads, one featuring new dads randomly comically while looking after their babies, and the other woman sitting on the pram, have become the first two to be banned. So the reason these stereotypes are banned is because they definitely play into the whole gender stereotype aspect. With the first one, the first ad by Philadelphia Cream Cheese depicts men as unable and incapable of caring for their children, which we need to eventually the risk of their child and hence the father. We have been taught by society that women, females, are the ones that are supposed to be in the household, taking care of the children, and participating in the household events. So this stereotype kind of falls on the fact that men are capable of taking care of the children because women are supposed to be the ones who are the caretakers. And also, the other ad of Volkswagen kind of shows men participating in these dangerous and crazy activities, while it shows a female sitting in a park bench and just watching her child. So that kind of shows where the gender stereotypes is at. And also, with that advertisement, it kind of shows how adventurous and daring these men are depicted, while these women are kind of depicted as passive, and that they solely have the role as the caretaker.
Are there any oppositions to the ASA's new rule?
Well, according to Independent UK, Volkswagen and Philadelphia Cream Cheese both received this rule because their advertisements have been the first two advertisements to be banned. So Volkswagen believes that the core message was definitely not interpreted by the ASA, which was to show that individuals can adapt to any situation that they are thrown into or they are currently in. And they've said that they have no intention of offending women, that they believe the ASA has overanalyzed advertisements instead of seeing it as a story of success to a tragedy. And with the Philadelphia Cream Cheese ad, they also disagree with the ASA because the Philadelphia Cream Cheese ad stated that they just wanted to calmly portray how great the cream cheese was by having these dads become distracted by this cream cheese instead of them just not taking care of the children. However, because of the last piece of the dialogue that was said, which was "Don't tell mom," the ASA decided to ban it because it's portraying men as unfit caretakers who do not know how to take care of the children. And going back to that stereotype that only females are these caretakers. So that is the reason why the ASA decided to put an end to these two advertisements and why they are implementing this ban now, because like I said before, they need to end these unequal outcomes of gender stereotypes, and they want all of their citizens and civilians to be on the equal platform of success. From Google Media News, I'm Jalen Mattel, back to you, Bishan.
Thank you.
Of cyber sex trafficking in Southeast Asia. The exploitation of children by the sex industry in Southeast Asia is appalling. The digital revolution has disrupted old-fashioned sex tourism and created a brand new scourge. Online sex shows or cyber sex has become a big issue in the region. How have the internet and digital technologies made this exploitation easier for more profitable? What parts do social media, online video, and mobile phones play in this?
So cyber sex trafficking has become a very serious epidemic throughout much of Asia. The reason being, this crime is the whole the streets to underground dens, and this has made it increasingly difficult for law enforcement and security organizations to save victims.
Why is cyber sex trafficking so heavily concentrated in Southeast Asian countries like Cambodia and the Philippines?
Well, for a majority of these countries, cheap high-speed internet has become much more available, making it much easier for traffickers and online predators to spread and access the child pornography. According to the social media firm We Are Social, at least 3/4 of Cambodians have access to internet, and this is upwards of 45% of the population in 2017. Victims are exploited on live stream supplies today for an access to all of the content. This issue is heavily concentrated in these countries. Those in poverty live earn less than $2,000 a year, and these people become so desperate to make money that they can build their own family. The number of those in these underground trafficking circles have actually been exploited by their own traffickers.
What methods are traffickers using to exploit their victims?
So blackmailing methods are becoming more cunning and clever. For example, in Thailand, sex traffickers are targeting young girls from wealthy families by disguising themselves as women and persuading them to send which they use as blackmail to keep them sending the videos. And social media is also important for this because there has been an increase in the online presence from this specific audience. Thankfully, the FBI and all Russian law enforcement have been helping to train officers on these kind of crimes. The only issue is in order to access this, they have to go on their favor because Cambodia does not allow investigations on social media services. The global media news foundation will allow that.
Thanks, Gisana. Let's talk about video games. What is Sega up to these days? Do you remember Sega? Well, Sega's new game release saved the company that created Sonic the Hedgehog. Multinational video game developer and publisher Sega has released the Tokyo 2020 Olympics video game. This game is available on PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and PC. According to the Japan Times, the official video game allows players to try out an array of sports including track and field, table tennis, swimming, beach volleyball, baseball, soccer, basketball, boxing, and more. There are more than 15 different sports, making this an all-around game for lovers. From Machinima, what makes this game unique is the ability to create an avatar that looks like you to take part in the game, allowing anyone to take part in and personally experience the Tokyo 2020 Olympic game for themselves. The official video game is more realistic looking than your typical Sega game, such as Sonic or Mega Man. From fully customized avatars to playing around with the range of outfits that they supply for you to customize throughout in the game. Since 2007, Sega has released a handful of comical Mario and Sonic Olympic game titles, which may appeal to younger players. However, this game is different as it puts a whole new spin on their game titles with its realistic sports competition in their renderings of the new National Stadium and Tokyo Aquatic Olympic venue. Sega games typically focus on the fun of the game rather than the competition. The 2020 Olympic video game is an entirely different genre Sega has put out, which makes it unique. Similar to first-person view games such as Call of Duty and Battlefield, Tokyo Olympic game is entirely first-person view. This massive change makes an Olympian as you compete for gold. Sega fans are interested in this massive change and wonder if Sega is trying to compete with other major game companies to keep up with the times. According to the Japan Times, as of now, 2020 Tokyo Olympics video game is exclusively for Japan, and an English release is upcoming with an unknown release date. For Global Media News, I am Mark Carino. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Mark. Shutting down the internet and mobile phone service. Shannon, what? Why is the Indian government shutting down internet access in Kashmir? What are they worried about?
They are shutting down internet access in Kashmir. They are worried about terrorism spreading from Pakistan into India into Kashmir into the whole society in Jammu, which is also a sort of Kashmir to another city that's very close to Kashmir. Has been on the social media line since the beginning of August 5th. The Indian government wants to stop terrorism in
What is Article
370? Article 370 may ensure that if a drama like Kashmir has special status, that means the Parliament will have trouble making laws for these two specific states. The Indian government don't want them to have their own constitution or have their own flag and end up making their own separate laws. The article was put into effect October 17, 1949.
What are local journalists doing to try and get news out of Kashmir and into Colombia?
According to the Columbia Journalism Review, Kashmir generally have no access to news or social media. Their landlines are also collecting more calls in or out. They have been giving USBs to passengers on planes so it can be brought to other publications.
Is cutting them off from social media a violation of their freedom of speech?
Their freedom of speech has definitely been taken away from them. Anyone caught taking photos of the riots or the Black Gun journalists are arrested. Even sending USBs on planes is putting their life at risk. Far right they used to have. India and Pakistan have been fighting for years about who owns Kashmir. This fight has caused two wars between them. Since the Black Gun started, there have been at least 500 incidents or protests have been broken.
Thank you, Shannon. That's all for this week. Thanks to our wonderful producer and engineer, Kyle Buskin, and thanks to Dejana for hosting with me this week.
Today we heard reports from Dejana McKella, Jalen Natera, Mark Reno, Paul Crowley, and Shannon Rubio.
Global Media News is brought to you by OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio and the Media and Communications Department here at the State University of New York College of Old Westbury.
For more media news and resources, check out our latest posts at globalmedianews.org, where you can listen to all of our podcasts and even subscribe to our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter at OWWRGNN. Use our Twitter feed to keep up with the latest news for aspiring journalists and media professionals. That's at OWWRGNN.